Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're on your radio at 94.1 in the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube. Hi, YouTube folks. How you doing? No Phillies baseball on WIP tonight. We have a day off before series in Houston, but we'll talk about the team anyways because they are smoking right now.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Going to be a lot of talk about Ring the Bell book during the High Hopes Jackie Baseball reports.
Oh, yeah?
The book's here.
There it is.
Yep. When we opened the show talking about it, but listen, we got books to sell. We got mouths to feed.
Now, the rumor is the pre-sale sale is still going on for another week, right?
Yeah.
Free shipping, autograph book.
Autograph book, free shipping.
There
you
go.
All you got to do is go to ringthebellbook.com, and you'll get it before Amazon.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And we want to go to you directly to you instead of Amazon.
We don't
want
to go to Amazon.
No.
Yeah.
Eventually, it's fine.
Yes.
But if you have a choice.
We're a real mom and pop operation.
There you go.
And I'll drive it to your house since I don't want to pay for shipping.
Dude, I would love that. I would love if you. That would be a good bit one day.
It would be.
You just delivering the books directly?
Yeah, like a mailman?
Yes.
Exactly.
Don't give Spike any ideas.
Yeah. Then Morgan signs me along with me.
Yep.
It's going to be videotaped the entire time.
It's already happening.
I see the wheels turning in your head.
Already happened.
So before we get into everything, we got an update on Harper. Thompson talked about Andrew Painter just off the weekend. And I'm curious from really both of your perspective, but what did you see from that Mets team? Because what I saw is a really top-heavy lineup that falls off atrociously after, Alonso.
They're missing
Vientos.
And our guy that we hate, Jesse Winker, wasn't.
He sucks. Whatever.
Well,
he sucks.
Whatever. He crushed us last year.
Yeah, he got hot for the first time in 6 years.
Okay. Right.
But that lineup, pretty atrocious. It feels like the pitching staff, that voodoo magic that they had going on, maybe running out of steam a little bit. Hit around Reed Garrett on Friday, who had been disgusting. I don't know. They're good. I didn't leave this weekend and be like, oh, look at the Mets. Look at the Mets.
No,
I didn't leave feeling that way.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. Saturday gave you a glimpse of how quickly they can turn a game around.
Oh, Saturday was jarring. I mean, seven solo home runs.
that made me think, my goodness.
Yeah, it was can we mix in some home runs? I know that they've done a better job of mixing in some doubles recently, so it's not just 16 singles in a row to try to beat you.
By the way, did you see the name of the
pitch? We don't like small ball anymore.
Well, again, it's fine. Just mix in some slug, even if it's not a home run.
Did you see the name of the pitcher that the Mets signed today to a one-year contract?
Oh, Dick Lovelady?
Dickie Lovelady.
Dickie Lovelady?
Yeah, his real name's Richard.
Okay. But he goes by Dickie.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there on the Mets. The left-handed Dickie pitcher, Lovelady. Dickie Lovelady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be their new bit this year. It's going to be their new grimace.
Yeah. Is Dickie Lovelady?
Yeah, Dickie Lovelady.
For me, the thing that I came away with.
By the way, the Phillies should have signed him. He was a lefty that was pitching well in AAA. Oh. They had no excuse not to sign him.
The thing I took away from the Mets was the second thing you said, is just that I have not been worried about their starting pitching, even though, look, their ERA up until the last week has been like starter ERA.
Best in baseball.
Yeah, has been like at three.
And
like a really, but it's just, not, I don't buy it when I see it.
I think they're 29th now in the last 2 weeks in team ERA.
And the guy, was it Peterson yesterday?
I like him, but
he's
yeah.
good pitcher. But the rest of the starting lineup doesn't, the rest of the starting rotation doesn't worry me at all. And that's why, and I think of the Phil starting rotation, like I just think of the matchups, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to beat that team 4 out of 7 times.
And it was huge seeing Lizardo have that. You know, the bad start in Miami, maybe you could chalk that up to the hometown, whatever. In some big games at CBP, he's had that little bit of extra juice.
He was awesome yesterday.
He struggled early. It's like 45 pitches through 2 innings, and then really got into a good rhythm. It maybe I was because now obviously you watch a lot of these games, thinking about the postseason. But watching him, like that could be if they play at home. I feel like the extra juice that he feels pitching at CBP, maybe that's your game two starter.
Well, if Ranger keeps pitching this way, it's Ranger.
Yeah, but Ranger also on the road's not a bad either. Like he's pretty calm, demeanored guy.
Yeah, I don't know. If Ranger keeps pitching this way, Ranger's been good in the playoffs. Hmm? Ranger's my number two starter if he keeps pitching this way.
And Sanchi?
Ike?
Man, if I'm going based on today where they are, you got to go Ranger.
You have to.
Yeah.
Especially with his playoff
postseason experience and everything. Yeah. I want to say Sanchez, but Ranger. Man, he's the more experienced guy.
By the way, you get to throw out in a 7-game series at this point, even put Nola to the side.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, for good reasons. Yes. Wheeler, Sanchez, Lizardo, Ranger.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude.
I know.
I mean, come on.
Now, one of those guys that you probably won't see in a playoff rotation is Mick Abel.
No.
No.
Well, the fastball doesn't move.
Yeah, it's I think
it
the
moves
bigger the
over
bigger
the fence.
Yeah, yeah.
The bigger problem is he doesn't have good enough command for his off speed, but like whatever. Like he can't the guys are just sitting on his fastball because everything else they can just spit on. But they can just take it.
Take
There's
it.
No reason to swing at it.
There it is.
And then they can just wait
baseball
for the fastball
lingo.
Yep. Listen, I gotta up Broads.
Yes.
When he starts doing all his
right,
jargon.
Yes.
So I gotta up it a little bit. So that would make you think, well, okay, well what if he keeps getting shelled, could that mean that Andrew Painter comes up? I don't know. Rob Thompson didn't sound too keen on that idea over the weekend.
How much have you seen Painter to this point? I mean, obviously, you've seen video, but how much have you seen him? Do you have a handle on what he is now as opposed to what he could be in July?
Not really. I mean, I've seen the tape. I've seen him throwing spring training games a few times, but actually once. That was the game he got hurt against Minnesota.
Is there a connection there?
I hope not. But I've seen his BPs and things like that. I'm just going off of what, a lot of times, what other people tell me, what they report to me. And, I think the poise is very good. The composure is very good. You know, he stays healthy and he's pitching well, then he deserves to be.
He's more working on durability right now, I guess.
Yeah, making sure he's healthy.
Sounds like he's got to earn it.
Yeah. Well, where's he going
to? Sounds like you got to earn it. No, it sounds like they're not anxious to bring him up here.
Because he hasn't looked great so far in AAA.
Well, and he certainly doesn't look better than the guys that are in the starting rotation right now.
Except unless Abel is getting hit around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that change plan.
Yeah. Painter, you can't trade a guy who's got a 5 ERA in AAA.
Well, they're not going to.
Untradeable.
He is untradeable. Let's not WIP this up.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Why don't you relax? You're hosting on WIP
in
the
afternoon. Let's not WIP this up.
Okay. Well, let's not high hopes this up.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right. Well, I'm just saying.
I'm with you on this. I'm with you
all
do.
It's not a high hopes podcast.
You all do.
Yeah. What you all do is trade everyone. They all suck.
No.
I swear, you can't say anything.
No.
Man. You can't say anything.
You know what? 5 ERA is actually good. I take it back. It's good.
Developing.
It's good. Yeah.
He's developing.
He's developing. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
The big question is... Mick is still developing?
Yeah. Of course. He's not a finished product. Yeah.
Well, how many...
He's not.
I didn't say he was.
Prospect development is not linear. I try to tell you that all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like this. Here's my question.
Yeah.
If they bring Painter up, like, next week, how many no-hitters do you think he's going to throw this year for the Phillies?
I know. That's what he's got to do.
Today on High
Zero.
Hopes.
For him to be the best, he's got to come up and be an ace from day one. Okay. Yeah, or trade him.
No.
Well, in this, we don't have time to develop guys here.
Yeah, you do. You got to balance them out. You got to balance for developing versus trading some. You got to know which ones to trade.
No, I just meant the team, we're trying to win games right now. We don't have games to throw away trying to develop guys.
Well, develop them in AAA.
Yeah.
You can stay down there.
For a little bit.
Okay.
Until old Knowles is ready.
All right.
Harper also talked in the broadcast last night about his injury update. How's this make you feel?
I know Phillies fans are dying to know. What are you hoping for in terms of a timetable to coming back? Sometime next 10 days, something in that range?
Obviously that would be great. I hope everything goes well enough to be able to do that. But I don't want to put a schedule on anything right now because it's so early in the process. We've swung the last 2 days and swung it well. You want a row?
And Rojas pulls it down.
Took 45 swings yesterday, 45 swings again today. Everything went well, so I'm definitely happy about that.
It was something you dealt with a bit last year, yeah?
Yeah, it came on a little bit last year for me and was able to play through it pretty well and then went away in the off season and came back slowly this year and then got to the point where I couldn't do it. So I thought the best course of action would be, sitting for a couple days and getting it right.
What's the injury? What is it? I just keep... Now, one thing, I'm glad that he didn't play this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that it seems like they are taking a measured approach to him coming back. Take some swings, see how it feels. Take more swings, see how it feels. I'm trying to figure out whether he's being measured about this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Or he took swings, and it doesn't feel right, and that's why he's not in the lineup.
Yeah.
That's what I keep trying to get back to, is the two things. Is one is, are they being measured because they're smart, or are they being measured because it still hurts? And the other thing is I would like to know what... We know more about Embiid's knee than we know about Harper's wrist, and that's saying something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like the Embiid's knee, we know. Mm-hmm. Like, we know what it is. Harper's wrist, we have no idea. So I hope he's back, but I continue to wonder why he's not.
Yeah. And just trying to read between those lines, doesn't sound like it's about to happen anytime soon.
It doesn't.
Doesn't sound like that. I mean, he could have easily said, we're close.
Right.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Heading in the right direction. Shouldn't be much longer. I'm trying to get out there as soon as I can.
Well, what's interesting is that Dombrowski talked last week about how he's cleared.
It's basically on his timeline.
Right.
And I don't think, like, Bryce is not a guy that says to me wants to, like, sit out and wait.
No!
Like, he's usually dying to get on the field. So that's where, like, my concern comes in.
Well, I agree.
The other thing that makes me, like, think about is, like, is he, you know, this happens with injuries. We saw it with Trey last year, was when after he had the hamstring, he didn't run well the rest of the year, not because he couldn't, but because he didn't trust it.
Right.
And I wonder where Bryce is on trusting his wrist, because I think the last thing he probably wants to do is come back and then wind up on the IL again four games later because the wrist isn't responding the way. Look, the Phillies are doing him a favor and doing themselves a favor by playing good baseball while he is not in the lineup, giving them like room to breathe with the Harper thing. And I know this sounded impossible a week ago, but I do wonder if they can get to the
sounds like they're going to the All-Star break.
The
7 to 10 days puts them at the July 3rd, and the All-Star break is
the next
12th, 13th.
Right.
Yeah. Like, what, you might as well just shut it down for a little bit.
At that point, I would love to see him this is on the Phillies too. This is on the rest of the team too, to continue to perform and make sure they don't fall into a hole and put extra pressure on him to come back. But I would love if they could get to the All-Star break without him. I mean, can you imagine we're in first place with Bryce Harper missing 6 weeks, Aaron Nola missing, 7 weeks at that point, and we're still in first place at the All-Star break, given the record. It would be a great thing and a great addition to have after the All-Star break if you can wait until then.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, when you give him the option or the ability to say, listen, you're cleared, whenever you feel good enough to go back out there and play, it's on you to do it, and he's still not eager or jumping at that opportunity, that lets you know something in there is bothering him.
Yeah,
I can't understand is, did he get hit in the wrist, or is this just?
I think it's just wear and tear.
Yeah, from the nature of his swing.
Yeah,
yeah, but that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, what if it's like? What if
it makes sense to me? Swinging a bat, wear and tear.
It's a lot of wrist turning over.
Yeah, over and over and over.
He was whacking that thing. Well, you gotta tell. We have guests. We do have guests. One of the opposite sex, by the way, which is why I've tried to refrain from joining in on any reindeer games today, which we normally have going on in the studio.
It was well timed.
I'm trying to.
It was well timed.
Yes, it was. It was. He's been on it all day as if he doesn't care.
Yeah.
But my only thing is, Fritzy.
Uh huh.
Do we have a record of anybody else going through this?
Of wrist, like in the history of baseball?
Just give me the last 10 years.
So it's interesting. What's interesting?
A chronic wrist injury with no real contusion, or he didn't get hit there or anything. It's just from wear and tear swinging a bat.
So what's interesting is that his good buddy Jason Wirth had a ton of wrist injuries, and that's why he got let go by the Dodgers back in 2006.
Yeah.
So, maybe that's someone he can talk.
A ton of wrist injuries. Give me Jason Wirth when he played with the Dodgers in 05, 06.
Yeah.
That's 20 years ago.
And then he figured it out. He turned into one of the best players in baseball for a little stretch there. Like, he's got there's clearly not a surgery that can just fix it. That's the concern level here with the wrist injury.
He's going to be dealing with it.
It might be the Utley knee situation.
Yeah.
Wrist injuries.
Well, what here we go. The soft athletes from today.
I'm just saying, man.
It's just like,
I didn't know you played in the 70s.
I'm just saying, I may as well play in the 70s. I may as well.
He's either got tendonitis, arthritis, he's got something in his wrist.
Okay, well, tell me that then.
Well,
yes.
But that's
tell
like,
me that.
By the way, I'm just stunned at the lack of transparency on what it is. They could say what it is. And the reason they're not saying what it is because whatever it is would terrify people. Like the fact that they will have to be clear, and they've said half of it, they just haven't said all of it. They have said, again, the same thing we said on Embiid, was that there isn't a surgery that's going to fix it. Also, they don't feel like him playing on it will do further damage to it, which, by the way, is the same exact thing they said about Embiid. The difference is like, you can't, I guess it's the same. You can't play basketball if you can't run, and you can't swing a bat if your wrist is, especially like the power part of it, is him getting the torque that he gets to hit balls as hard as he would like to. Mm-hmm. I would imagine too, we've talked about
a golfer goes through this.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many of them?
I don't know.
Ike doesn't believe any injuries anymore.
No, I believe the injury. Listen, y'all want me to just take it at face value that his wrist hurt? Okay. Without knowing exactly why when he injured it or anything else. Okay, his wrist hurts.
Well, and
I don't know. He's missing 5 weeks from his wrist.
Well, Spieth's been dealing with wrist injuries since 2023, and we know he hasn't Spieth. Jordan Spieth. I just typed in golfers with wrist injuries.
Well, it's been a year. It's been a year and a half of wrist injury for Bryce.
Yes.
And
it's been a year and a half for Jordan Spieth, too.
He typed in golfers with wrist injuries.
Corey Connors, your boy.
Well, it's all I know, it's been a year and a half of the wrist with Bryce, and they still say that there is no, that they're not planning on any sort of surgery or anything like that. So what that tells me is that whatever is wrong with Bryce Harper's wrist is going to be wrong with his wrist for as long as he plays, and it'll be different levels of it, and hopefully it settles down, and maybe he does strengthening things in the off season to make it better, but it's just going to be there.
His wrist was fine when he was on TikTok cooking.
Well, look, don't get me started on that.
I missed the TikTok videos.
Maybe less TikTok.
Well, if your wrist is
if you want me to WIP it up.
Yeah, I know. Why don't you just do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, say it. Trade him.
Maybe he's got carpal tunnel from all the TikTok and he does.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Maybe he's got carpal tunnel. He's on his phone too much. You know?
I know.
Less cooking, more hitting, Bryce. The Twitter question. There it is. The Twitter question. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which should the Phillies be? What should the Phillies' top priority be at the deadline? Bullpen or another bat? What do you think?
We don't get both.
Well, let's say you could only have one.
You only have one. I'm going to still go with the bat. Only because I think we got enough pitching that we can move guys around that if we have to put somebody in the bullpen,
we'll have one of the
starters. We'll have one of those guys be able to do it. So I would still go with the bat.
What do you think the poll is at?
After this weekend, they're probably going bullpen. So I'd say bullpen 68%.
79.8%.
Ooh, 79.
79.8%.
That's basically 80% right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Jack isn't the only guy in Philadelphia who wrote a book. Joe DiCamera isn't the only guy in Philadelphia who wrote a book.
Man.
No, there's somebody way more important than those two guys that wrote a book.
Is he going to sell more books than I am?
Something tells me he will.
I would imagine he is.
Something tells me he will. Something tells me there's not going to be a free autograph when you pre-order that book either.
No. Yeah. You think we'll get a copy?
Something tells me we won't. Maybe Ike will. We won't. 215-592-9494.
Else is writing a book around here.
Yeah, well, you should write a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to write a book about?
I have no idea.
Okay. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.